Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to a new episode, episode 11 of The
Real Wives in Radio.
I'm Dorothy.
I'm Tanya.
And we have a lot to catch up on. I feel like we haven't really caught up on each other's personal lives recently.
We haven't. No. Yeah. So we need to.
We definitely need to. And there is a big development in my life.
Okay.
My baby.
That's right. Okay. Well, of course, yes. Your baby. Yes.
Right. But I went to the doctor yesterday to find out the gender.
Okay. Do you know?
I don't know. Just okay, actually, okay. I have the envelope with the baby's gender in my backpack right now. We're going to do a big gender reveal this weekend with my family.
Okay.
But I thought it might be kind of fun to try to do those old wives' tales and find out those predictions, try to find out what the baby is.
You're right. It will be fun. And I got some stuff for you.
Okay.
So we're going to find out. We're going to find out on our end, like based on these wacky predictions.
Yeah, these old wives tales.
Old wives tales, yeah. Whether you're going to have a boy or a girl.
Okay.
And then I'm excited.
Yeah.
I know it's like not 100%
it's a 50-50% true, you know.
Exactly. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. So we'll get to that right after the pop off.
Yes, that's right. The pop off.
We still haven't gotten our piece of audio, man.
No, that's okay. We'll get it. Ken, where you at?
Not that we're calling you out, but we calling you out, Ken.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So what's going on, Dorothy?
So the biggest story out of Hollywood last weekend was the fallout from the cheating scandal, the college bribery admissions.
Right.
A ton of people, about 50 people, including two big celebrities, have been caught up in this. They were arrested.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI federal agents showed up to their houses with their guns ready.
Guns drawn, right?
I would have been so scared.
Isn't that crazy? It was for Felicity Huffman,
Felicity
right?
Felicity Huffman, yes. You'll remember her from Desperate Housewives. Yes, the ABC show.
Mm-hmm. She's been in other things,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but I think that's her most like prominent role.
Yeah.
And Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky from Full House.
Damn.
Which is so crazy because it's like, I mean, you guys have all these unlimited resources. Why are you, like, your kids obviously don't want to go to college. They're not working that hard. Lori Loughlin's daughter has a YouTube channel where she says she doesn't want to go to school.
She only wants to go to party.
Yes.
And doesn't really want to, like, go to school or study.
Yeah.
Like, she's just there to, like, participate in the fun stuff.
Right. So Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo, whatever, the guy, the Target brand
guy. The Target
guy.
You know him as the Target guy. I say Massimo. Some people say Massimo.
Oh, I say Massimo, too.
Okay, same. Okay.
Yeah. But they dropped $500,000 to fake, like, a whole photo shoot to say that their daughters were a crew, which is, like, rowing, to get them as recruits for USC. And it's like, first of all, number one, USC isn't that hard to get into. So wasting your money. Yeah, that's what Steven said. And my sister's.
Oh, really?
Steven went to USC. Yeah. And he's like, no, it's not that hard to get into.
Oh.
And number two, if you're dropping $500,000 on that, drop $500,000 on a tutor for your kid.
Yeah, no,
right?
that's cheating. That is taking the shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally being that person where you think money can buy you anything.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it's just embarrassing.
It's
just
super
embarrassing. Honestly, you spent that much money to send your kid to college who doesn't even want to go to college, and now it's all come out, and now how do you feel? Because the truth will always come out, sis, okay?
And it does. And now the huge fallout from that is Lori Loughlin has lost her Hallmark Channel deal, her TV show she's been on, the movie she's going to be on. She got dropped from Full House.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Felicity Huffman was working on anything, but her husband is the guy from Shameless.
Yeah, what's up? How come he's not in the picture? Like, they're not mentioning his name as much.
Right. Maybe she's taking the fall for her husband.
What's his name?
His name escapes me right now. But William H. Macy.
Yeah.
But I don't know
he's
why.
He's a big actor.
He is a big actor. I really don't know why.
That's their daughter, right?
Yeah, unless it was like her personal check from her personal bank account that they can trace the 15 G's to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they have email contacts where it's just Felicity Huffman talking to the guy saying, you know, hey, give my daughter an extra hour on the SATs and then correct her wrong answers. You know, I don't know. But now there are a couple students from Stanford who are actually suing USC and Yale because of the college bribery scandal. You know, they're saying, hey, that could could have been my spot. You guys said no to us,
yep.
And yet you're taking bribes. So we'll see what ends up happening. I mean, they're saying that if convicted, you'll get some serious jail time. It's a felony.
Yep.
Right?
I'm sure they're lovely people and there are worse
crimes.
Felonies and crimes in this world, but like, you gotta pay the price.
Yeah.
You paid the price to get your kid and cheat your way in.
Right.
You know, go do that time.
And let's be honest, they'll end up in like Martha Stewart jail. You know?
Yeah.
Like
something Martha super Stewart
white,
jail.
White collar where they get to like bake and whatever.
Right.
You know?
I know.
Did you hear about this
what?
News? Cardi B is gonna be getting her very first role in a movie.
No, but yes. I'm excited for it. Tell me more.
Yes, from Love and Hip Hop to her huge rap career, now she's going to be an actress. She's going to be in a new movie called Hustlers.
Okay.
With your girl.
Who?
Jennifer Lopez.
You're lying right now.
Swear.
You're lying right
Swear.
Now. Is this on some like little like...
No. This is out. Like J-Lo has been like training for it. It's a movie about some ex-strippers who band together to get revenge. I swear.
I will support this 100%.
Yes. Yeah, they're going to get revenge on some wealthy like Wall Street guys. J-Lo is not going to be naked in the movie and neither is Constance Wu. She's from Crazy Rich Asians,
yeah.
The mom
okay.
from Fresh Off the Boat too. Cardi B's going to be it. There's actually a couple of other big names. Keke Palmer.
It's funny. I was just thinking about this because I saw, again, her Pepsi commercial, Cardi B's.
Oh, yeah.
And she's so good. I know she only has like a few lines, but even with the few lines, I just feel like she's so good. I'm like, you killed that, Cardi B.
She's very talented.
She is so good. And then I was even thinking, I'm like, man, it's only a matter of time before like they swoop her up for movies and stuff. And here you are telling me that she's going to come out in a movie.
You put it out there and it came true for Cardi.
You're welcome, Cardi B. You're welcome.
Side note, hilarious story about Cardi. Speaking of which, you know, Nicki Minaj is on her world tour.
Okay.
And she's been having some technical issues out in Europe, like the power is not right,
right,
so she's been having to cancel.
Right, quote, technical
yeah.
issues.
Yeah, well, her fans in France were not happy about this. And
I know the story. Yes, it's so good.
They were chanting, Cardi, Cardi.
At a Nicki Minaj
yes.
concert. Can you imagine? I read this story and I was actually thinking, like, what is Nicki thinking right now? She must be
livid
that her fans are chanting Cardi B's
yeah.
name.
Crazy, right? And you know they got beef. Even though they say they don't, you know, that they squash it, you know it's still there.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah. Speaking of tours, though, I'm excited that Ariana Grande has kicked off her Sweetener World Tour.
Okay.
And she's paying tribute to Mac Miller, her late ex-boyfriend who passed away from an overdose unexpectedly last year, right before the shows. She's been playing his music. So fans have, of course, noticed. And her set list looks amazing. She isn't going to perform the two songs that are obviously about Mac, Ghostin' and Imagine. She says they're too heavy. Like, she gets way too emotional about it.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, she wouldn't be able
She'll
to
probably surprise people one
Hopefully.
Day when she feels like
Because that new album
it.
Is so good.
It's good. It's
so,
really good.
So good.
She's not coming to San Diego, right?
No.
Damn.
I know. We got to go to, I think, L.A. or maybe Anaheim, which is a bummer. Okay. And that wraps up your pop-off.
Okay. All right. Well, now we got to talk about something real interesting. You revealed this
to me
last week, you guys. This is some juice, okay?
It's not even tea. It's just straight apple juice.
Juice, and it's sugary as hell, man. Oh, my gosh. Trust me, you're thirsty for this because it's good, okay?
Yeah.
I even, like, kind of, because JJ, I was talking to JJ earlier, my husband, and he was like, what are you guys going to talk about? I'm like, oh, we're just going to catch up, and we're going to talk about Dorothy's stalker. He was all, what? I'm like, you gotta listen. You gotta listen.
I love that. Sorry, can't tell you first. You gotta listen to the podcast.
Yeah, so I'm calling it Dorothy's stalker. Tell us what happened, Dorothy.
Okay, so last week I got a letter here at work, which is, I thought, kind of weird. Normally they send you like, oh, here's a new movie coming out, whatever.
It was a letter in an actual envelope.
A letter, a handwritten address on the front, addressed to me here at the Entercom San Diego station, and I open it up and it's a typed up little letter. It says, Dear Ms. Dorothy Trand, hello, my name is blank blank. I'm a really big fan of yours and would love to have an autographed photo. If you could please send one when you have a chance, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your time and courtesy. Thank you so much. Which I thought was kind of weird because it's like, okay, well, if this is typed up, why is the envelope written in a man's handwriting? Like,
oh,
this is in a girl's handwriting, right?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, you can't really say, Dorothy. You can't say if it's a guy or a girl.
It looks a little masculine to me. Okay. So I sent a picture to Steven, my husband.
Yeah.
And I said, babe, this is the first. Like, does this person really want an autograph? Or am I getting catfish? Because nobody has ever sent me fan mail ever in my radio career.
Right. It's like 2019. Yeah. Okay. And if you want, you could just go on Instagram. If you really want, you could just save it illegally and just admire it from your phone.
So then Steven looked it up, and he's like, he typed in the name, the address. He's like, oh, this is bogus because there's an autofill, blah, blah, blah. But also while he was looking up the addresses, this name popped up.
Wait, the address that's on this envelope.
Yes, the return address okay. on the envelope. And the name popped up, and he circled it, and he sent it back to me. I was like, what? I don't know who this is. Like, what's the significance of this name?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my God, you dummy. That's my ex-girlfriend's name.
OMG. Right? Now, when I heard this, I about lost my shit. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I was like just parked at home, and I was like, I literally typed that out. I put an O and then an M and then a G. Yeah. Because let me just see if I heard this correctly. Okay. You got an email. You got an actual mail at work.
Yes, letter.
To Entercom and to Kixie 96.5 yes. and to Dorothy Tran. It was not, the envelope's handwritten. The actual note inside is typed. There is a name, but you're, for privacy and for legal reasons, we're not saying who that is. And then your husband Googled the name and the address.
Yes.
On the note.
Mm-hmm.
And when he put it in the Google.com, www, your husband's ex-girlfriend's name.
Yes.
First and last name.
Yeah.
Popped up.
Yeah. I mean, the last name was spelled like, her real last name is a Z, but it ended with a Z, but it ended with an S. I don't know. Something kind of weird. It was way too much of a weird coincidence.
I'm hot.
I know.
Sweaty.
Me too.
So what happened? Because that's all I know. And then I'm like, ooh, Dorothy's got a stalker. Like, what are we going to do?
His ex-girlfriend's going to murder me.
but then there's kind of like some confusion, right?
Yeah, totally. Because it just seems like it's, her name is kind of a common name, but it's like a last name like Johnson, right?
Okay.
So we're like, you heard it. A lot of people have it, but you don't hear it that often. So Steven texted his friend who lives up in the Bay. Shout out to Cleaver.
Oh, hey.
And he was like, hey, dude, does Anna still live in San Francisco? Because the address is from New York.
Okay.
And Cleaver sends back the funniest thing. He goes, bro, let it go. You're married and you're going to have a baby.
Oh my gosh. But so he was funny. Just trying to find out for this. Yeah.
Right. But I mean, it turns out that his ex-girlfriend does live in the Bay. She's still there. So this is not her.
Because this note is from the East Coast.
Yes, from somewhere in New York.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right?
You know, when you said that to me, I was like, I don't know.
I know. I said, I need your detective skills, because if you don't know, Tanya is the best PI out there.
Listen, I've gotten a little rusty because I'm not going to lie. In not last week's episode, but the week before that, with the cheating and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, that guy made me the way I am. Okay. That's why I'm like a detective 101. Like, let me know what you need to submit it, and I will get you all the info that you need.
Well, shout out to him for giving you those skills.
I mean, thank you.
But not
thank
really.
Thank you. Okay, but since I've been with JJ, obviously, like, I have not had to use those skills lately. Yeah. So I'm going to have to, you know, freshen up on those skills so I can find out who this girl really is.
Right.
And who this, or fan,
right?
Or ex. I mean, who is it? I need to know.
I don't know.
So you never got to the bottom of it?
I never did. I mean, I never did, no. So Tanya, I'm officially handing this
me.
To you.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you have the envelope and the original letter.
That's right. Dear Miss Dorothy, I can't even. I am a really big fan of yours and would love to have an autograph photo. Damn. She could want a photo, but not because she's a fan of yours and would probably like throw darts at it or something.
Right.
Or do like some kind of voodoo. Girl,
so
you don't want that.
The other thing that I thought about was like, okay, well, maybe this is like a fraud scam. Like, maybe they're trying to get my signature for something. I don't know. But then my father-in-law was like, people don't look at signatures anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, that's true. I don't know.
Okay, I'll find out for you.
Thank you.
Don't you worry, sis.
Yeah.
I got you.
But in the meantime, how are you recovering from your big Vegas weekend?
Damn. Okay, so like a whole week went by and I had to recover in that week. I have been sick. I'm fine now. But after Vegas, I got sick. But Vegas, let me tell you, was something else.
Because you went for a bachelorette party, right?
I went for a bachelorette party. I went to Vegas from Thursday to Sunday. That's a long trip. That's a long trip, girl.
2 days is my max.
I was like, damn. And not only that, I was going with my sister-in-law's bachelorette party. She's getting married in April. And she was so nice to invite me. I was so honored because... You know, when you go to a bachelorette party, that's like some intimate shit right there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you want your closest girls, you know? And sometimes, I don't know, I was like, maybe she's not going to be herself if I go, because we don't hang out like that, you know? And she invited me, and it was with all her sorority sisters, so that was even more intimidation, because they're tight, you know?
They have,
and I'm like
that,
the outsider.
That bond that you can't break through.
You know? Yeah. And then here I am, like, trying to cook. I don't know. I was scared. But, you know, from night one, it was like they set the bar and they set the tone for the rest of the trip. And I was like, I'm good on this trip because these girls are freaks, okay? These girls are freaks. And I know they're going to be listening. And I'm not going to say too much. Don't worry. But Thursday night was, we arrived, like, around, I don't know, like 10 p.m. It's all blur. And all I know is that the stripper was arriving at 1 a.m. Okay.
1 a.m.
on a Thursday. I'm like, you guys, we still got three more days.
That's how you set the bar of your
Vegas
trip.
Thank you, right?
Well, damn.
1 a.m. on a Thursday, stripper comes to the hotel room, and I almost missed it too, Dorothy. Oh my gosh. Okay, so.
What do you mean? Like, you almost fell asleep?
No, I almost just didn't make it for the stripper. Let me tell you. So I was in the room, and it was like 12:45, and I was like, oh, I need to get ones. I have a bunch of 20s, but I need to go get ones. I'm just going to go downstairs to the casino, to the cashier, and get some ones. So I take my time down there, and I'm going, and I'm getting my money, and I'm on my way. I don't have my watch or anything. I don't know what time it is. I didn't bring my phone. And I'm on my way up to the elevator, and, like, the security guard was like, ooh, girl, you better hurry up. You're going to miss the entertainment. And I thought, yes. And I thought he was just trying to be, for real. I thought he was just trying to be cute with me. You know, I'm like, okay, that's your way of flirting. Calm down. Okay, so I'm like, all right. I didn't even think anything of it, honestly. So I get in the elevator. I'm going up. I even took a selfie of myself. I was so feeling myself. Oh, my gosh.
You looked good, by the way, girl.
I posted a picture. I was like, oh, my God, who does that? Anyway.
Nah, you looked good. You should definitely post that.
Anyway, thank you. So I'm taking my time, and, like, I literally get out of the elevator, and I hear, like, I hear a man's voice and say something like,
oh, I heard you're looking for a police officer,
or something real cheesy in a man's voice, right? And I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm like, oh, my God, is that him?
Yeah.
And so then I'm, like, running down the hallway, and I hear the door close.
No.
And I'm like, no.
Slow motion.
All I can hear, all I can hear is, like, all the women. Like, it's all I could hear. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm never getting in. I'm knocking on the door, like, forever. Yeah, my knuckles hurt so bad.
Dude, they couldn't hear you past the screams.
They couldn't hear. That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I'm done. Like, I'm going to miss it. And I literally out there for like 12 minutes, way too long, ringing the doorbell, knocking. I'm the only one. Like, oh, my God, it was so embarrassing. And then finally, like, somebody opened the door. I was like, oh, my God, thank you. And I come in, and there he is.
Was he fine?
He was good looking.
Okay.
Fine, I don't know, because we all have our foins, you know.
Yeah.
He may have been fine to somebody, but he was cute.
Question.
Answer.
Was he wearing shoes?
You know, that's the thing. I missed when he came in, so I don't know what he was wearing when he came in.
Because my experience with strippers in Vegas when they come to your hotel room is, like, some of them do keep their shoes on, and then, which I think is kind of weird because they're like, pretty much naked in a thong, but with shoes on, it just looks weird.
I want to say he wasn't wearing shoes.
Okay.
I could look back at the pictures. I have plenty, but in video.
Did he give you, like, a private sesh?
So,
because you know how they take turns on the girls?
Okay, so I've only been to three strip clubs in my life.
Yeah.
One, my first time ever was for my bachelorette party. It was so much fun. We went to guys and a girls joint one. And then the other two, I went with JJ, like, when we were traveling. It was fun. Whatever. No big deal. I've never been in a hotel room where the stripper comes to us.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother experience.
Totally different
whole
game.
Whole nother experience.
Yeah.
And I was like, embarrassed, sweaty. I mean, I'm
you
like,
get red
sick.
Too.
You know what I get?
You get so red.
I'm like, oh my God, I don't know these women. Like, I mean, I know my sister-in-laws, but still, they're my sister-in-laws. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But they didn't care that I was there.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay. But yeah, no. What was your question? I'm so distracted. I'm getting red right now.
I
was so
sad. Did you get a private dance?
Oh, thank you. That's where you went. Okay. Yes. Well, I don't know. So after he did what he did with the bride, you know, then it was the maid of honor. And then it was like anybody who won. It was like a free for all, you know. And at the end, of course, closer to the end, they were like, Tanya. And I'm like, no, please don't. Oh, my God. The panic, Dorothy, the panic. And this guy comes up and he's like, you know, dancing up on me. And I'm like stiff. Like, I just like, no, get off of me. I was just so embarrassed. I don't know. I'm like.
How are you at your own bachelorette and with JJ? Were you
so embarrassed?
Like that?
Also embarrassed. For my bachelorette party, oh my God, they brought me up on stage. I was wearing like this little white number and I was not wearing any underwear. Ooh. So I said, girls, if you have anybody do anything to me, do not let them like spread my legs open, anything like that. This guy, the first thing he does, boop, opens my legs. Like, I was so embarrassed.
Oh my
I had to
God.
Put, like, my hand in between. Nothing was shown. Don't worry. JJ already knows. Everybody relax. But, yeah, that was that. So, in this one, I was just not feeling it. I'm sorry. I'm, like, not there. I haven't had that much to drink.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, go give it to somebody who really wants it. And those women wanted it.
See, I've had like 50-50 experiences with Vegas for bachelorette parties. A couple of my girlfriends. The first one was fantastic. It was great. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Fun in the sense that the guy was fun and he wasn't too pervy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he knew what he was there for. We were just having a good time.
Right.
He called himself Hot Link, which was hilarious. Oh. It gave us all a good laugh.
Hot Link?
Yeah.
Damn.
And then the second time that we went back to Vegas and had the same company send a guy to the room, that guy sucked. He couldn't dance. He was looking at himself. I'm pretty sure he had just done coke because he kept sniffling.
Oh.
He had his shoes on. And it was just all bad. Yeah, you know?
You know what? This guy, I will say for sure, this guy was entertaining, which is what you want your guy to be. He was not pervy. He wasn't like pushy, you know? Like when he sensed that I was just like not into it, he backed off. And I was like so grateful. And he was fun, and he appreciated the women too. They were having fun with him. He was having fun with them.
Oh,
like,
good.
It was a really good vibe.
Last question.
Tell me, ask me.
Did they offer you the XXX experience once it was all said and done?
Sis, if they did, I don't know, because I don't even know what that is. What is the XXX experience?
Yeah, it was like at the end of our experience with the stripper, they'd be like, oh, well, you know, this is the normal part. We're all done now. Do you guys want the XXX experience? This is where I'll be completely nude with just a towel between us. And we were like, nope, we are all good. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh.
We were too scared.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. That's enough.
I can't wait. I can't say for sure.
Okay.
But I will say that it went to places that, and everybody was fine. Everybody was having fun. It was nothing bad. It was just, I was shocked at the things that I saw.
Okay. You know what? And that's how a bachelorette party should be. No more words about it, because it needs to just be kept alone. Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. It was so much fun. And I'm so grateful to my sister-in-laws, both of them, all three of them, actually, they were there for.
Congratulations to her, by the way.
I know. She's going to get married in April 27th.
That's soon.
It is soon. I know. So it was fun. It was a bonding moment for us too. And then we went to Dre's and we saw Migos. We had a table. We got in VIP. One of my sister-in-law's best friends is what's her name? Nancy O'Dell's personal assistant. So she had a hookup.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you. I'm here for
Dude,
it.
Dude, can I tell you, when I was watching your stories, your Instagram stories, which is, by the way, at I'm Tanya Gonzalez. You got to follow her because they were so much fun. I was like, damn, dude, I miss going to Vegas with you.
I know. Oh, I know.
So much fun.
We've only been once, and it was one of the
best.
Still to this day, one of my favorite Vegas trips.
Mine too.
It was just fun. I don't know. We were just like young and like.
Just partying and beginning to, like, one of my favorites is coming back drunk from the club or something. It was probably like 3 a.m. It was when it was Imperial Palace.
Yeah.
What is it now?
It's the Link.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when it was still Imperial Palace, we saw some dudes roll up on scooters.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember we hopped on their scooters?
Some guys were using motorized scooters to get around because they need to, okay? And us, who don't need to get around on motorized scooters, we literally sat on their laps and had them drive us down the casino. We raced down the casino. Still have those pictures.
Yes.
So good. So much fun. Don't worry. We'll go.
Okay.
Once the little baby's out.
Once the little baby's here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go.
Super good time.
Famous partying.
Only when I see things like that.
Yeah.
For the most part, I don't.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
you know, because it's like, all right, most of the time I'm just tired. And I know, like, something bigger is happening.
Of course,
so
of
it's
course.
Not like I'm stressing out about that,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, so Vegas was good. Vegas was fun. I'm so glad that I went. It was, not that I didn't think it was going to be fun. It was just funner than I ever thought it could be, mm-hmm. you know. I love Vegas. I miss Vegas, you know. And I was scared to not go with my girls because I always go with my girls. And we just show up and show out in Vegas, okay? But it was still just as fun, and I'm glad that I got to go. So
well, good.
Yeah,
good.
That's just me still recovering a whole week later.
You sound a lot better, not as sick.
I know, I'm still a little congested, but, like, you know, it's all right. Now let's get to the fun stuff.
Okay.
let's do a pre-gender reveal of Dorothy's little baby.
Hi, baby. The baby can hear now.
Oh, I know. You told me that the other day. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's going to know my voice. Okay. So there's a bunch of, like, different things that can determine whether you're having a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to ask you some questions. We're just going to tally.
Okay.
And at the end, we'll just see which one wins, right?
Okay.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay. All right. First question. Are you carrying high? Yes or no? How do you feel?
I feel like I'm carrying low.
Low. Then that means you're having a boy.
Boy, okay.
1.4 boy. Okay, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Do you have pregnancy, acne, or other types of skin blemishes?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Not on my face, but, like, on my chest and neck.
Okay.
Like, randomly.
But it's not normal. That's not normal for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so if so, the old wives' tale claims that girls will steal your beauty, so girl, it is.
So far, one and one.
Uh-huh. Have you noticed a change in your body temperature? Like, do you run hot? Do you run cold? Anything different?
No.
No? Okay, let's scratch that one. How about, typically, what is your baby's heart rate? Do you know?
Over 140 for sure. The baby's was 160 yesterday.
160. Well, heart rate's over 140 means girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, this is so exciting. Should we put a point for girl, too, since you remember originally when I asked you when you revealed that you were having a baby? You said girl, didn't you?
I said Steven wants a girl, for sure.
Oh, and you said boy?
I had a dream that it was a boy recently.
Recently?
Yeah, like, I was at the doctor's office finding out the gender, and they said it was a boy. That was my dream.
Put one down for boy.
Okay.
Just for your dream.
Okay.
Have you noticed any significant cravings? Are you craving more sweet, or are you craving more salty and sour?
Sweets all day.
I knew that. Okay, girl.
Girl, okay.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay, both ancient Chinese and Mayan cultures used a calendar to predict baby's gender. If both your age and the year you conceived are even.
No, they're not even.
If they're even, you're having a girl. If they're just different, one is even and one is odd, you're having a boy.
Okay, so far the running tally is 3-3. It's even.
Oh, okay, between okay, boy okay, and girl. Okay, we're going to get this. Okay. Have you dealt with morning sickness?
No.
Okay, then that means that you are having a boy.
Okay.
Okay, and now we're going to do the ring test.
Okay.
You've heard of the ring test, right?
Yeah, but I never know if the way it swings, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the way it swings. So we're going to take your wedding ring off.
Okay.
We're going to put it on a string. We're going to lay you down and put this over your belly.
Oh.
And if it goes back and forth, then that means... Let's do the one that's heavier, girl. Give me that diamond right there. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. It's so pretty, this ring. If it goes back and forth, you're having a girl. If it goes in a circle, if it swings in a circle, you're having a boy.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
It says to use your hair or a string. Can you pull a piece of hair out?
Let me take out my...
I would rather use hair.
Why?
Because I'm
a witch.
A witch like that.
You're such a witch.
Only if you could pull me out a nice, long, thick one.
Here, why don't you pick one?
Oh, God, I'm scared. Hold on. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did that hurt? Dang.
I think I have a bald patch now.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. I'd much rather you. Don't worry. It just didn't fall all the way.
So, like, when you put the ring over my stomach, do you just, like, let it dangle?
Yes.
And it's supposed to swing?
You let it go. Yeah. All right. Okay. Dorothy is laying down on a table here at work. Got a nice little Kixi 96.5 sweater for her head. Okay, so I'm going to place this over your belly button, and we're going to see what will Dorothy have. Tell us, ring. Wait till it settles down. I feel like it's going in circles. It's definitely not going back and forth. Do you see how it's going round and round?
Yeah.
All right.
Circle it is.
Got it.
Circle it is. What does circle mean again?
Circle, if it's going in a circle, it means that you're having a boy.
Okay.
Oh, what's it going to be? Okay, you got to take that hair off your hair. Your
ring. Okay.
Okay, so that was the ring test. Now, we all know that sympathy pains are a real thing.
Yep.
Okay. So is your husband, Steven, has he put on some baby weight? Would you say that he has been, like, eating more, more emotional, like, kind of acting like the pregnant one?
No.
He hasn't?
No.
Okay, well, if he hasn't, then it's a boy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you experienced swollen legs or ankles?
No.
Then it's a girl.
Okay.
Okay. Have you experienced lots of clumsiness during your pregnancy? Or have you been more graceful?
I don't feel like I've been more graceful. I haven't been clumsy. I just normal, I guess.
Okay, so let's scratch that one then. Okay. Are you having crazy pregnancy dreams?
Yeah. Well, yes.
I think you are, right?
I am, for sure. Like the other week, I had a dream that Steven and I were on a team. We were fighting with Transformers, and Mark Wahlberg was marrying himself in it.
I'm going to say yes, you're having crazy pregnancy dreams. So if so, your baby's gender is the opposite of the gender, of the gender you dream about. So you said you've been having dreams about
A boy,
right?
Yeah.
So girl, put one down for girl and scratch one for boy.
Okay. Ooh, we're tied right now, 5-5.
Okay. Have you experienced frequent headaches during your pregnancy?
No, little headaches here and there, but not all the time.
Okay, so if you have been experiencing headaches, you're having a boy, if not a girl.
Okay.
Okay, and so this is funny. What color is your pee? Is your urine bright yellow, or is it light or dull in color? Now, I had Dorothy pee in a cup for me minutes before we started this podcast. I would say it looks like it's lemon lime Gatorade. Yeah, let's be real.
It's pretty bright, but most of the time, like, I pee a lot, so it's clear. But right now, it's bright.
I'm going to say that that's bright yellow, and that means you're having a boy.
Okay.
And how is your mood? Are you happy and mellow, or have you been really moody lately?
Happy and mellow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I was hoping for moody. Okay, then put one down for boy.
Okay.
Okay. And okay, this next one is a baking soda test.
Okay.
Okay, so again, I had Dorothy pee in a cup before we started. I know it is weird. It's like literally
sitting next to me.
Uh-huh. And we're going to put some baking soda in it. And if it fizzes super fizzy, then that means that you're having a boy.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, then that means you're having a girl.
Okay.
Okay. The baking soda gender test, it's an at-home method that involves combining a pregnant woman's urine, check, we got that, with baking soda to see if it fizzes. So I have some baking soda here. Oh my God, you uncovered it. Okay, I'm just going to keep pouring. Let's see what happens.
You're holding my cup of pee.
I'm holding your cup of pee with some baking soda next to this microphone. In the studio. Nobody's watching, right?
No.
Ew.
I know. I can't believe you're not grossed out.
Girl, I am. I am so grossed out. Come on. Okay. What does it look like? Look like it's fizzing, right?
No, it looks pretty flat.
It's not fizzing at all, actually. So that means if it's not fizzing,
okay,
you're having a girl.
Okay.
So what are we at?
We are at a tie.
You're lying. No, we're not leaving here without knowing
seven
what you're having.
And seven.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I have another one then. I have some extra ones.
A tiebreaker?
Do you have a picture of a sonogram of the baby's, of like a, what is it called?
An ultrasound?
Ultrasound.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
I do.
Okay, let's see. So what they say, this is the skull theory. They say if the baby's like profile and head looks flat and has like sharp edges, that the baby is a boy, and if it has rounder things face, then it's a girl. Let me see this little baby. Hi, baby. Okay, definitely not flat. I would say round, so I'm gonna say girl
girl. Mm-hmm. done.
Okay, wait, let me do one more. Okay. Is your right breast larger or your left breast larger?
I don't know.
Come on, sis, figure it out.
I don't know. I feel like they're pretty even. I haven't really
Don't need to call Steven?
Yeah.
For real, you don't know?
No, I really don't know. I feel like they're pretty even. I'm like touching my boobs right now. Hope
nobody
walks by.
Right, okay. I know. We're doing a lot of embarrassing things in here. How about this one? Is your leg hair growing faster or slower? What would
slower.
You say? Slower.
Slower.
Put one down for girl, sis.
Okay.
Is that right?
That's a tiebreaker.
Okay, having a girl.
All right.
You guys, Dorothy's having a girl.
Steven will be so happy.
I'm just playing. Don't take that and run with it, please. That's not real. That's not real.
We'll find out for real.
We think Dorothy is having a girl based on these wacky old wives' tales.
Yes.
Tales and tests. And we will find out in the next episode what Dorothy is having for sure. Because
yes.
That envelope is in your purse.
Yes.
You're going to give it to your family.
I am.
You're going to find out this weekend.
I am.
And we will find out next Wednesday what Dorothy is having, boy or girl. And we'll also find out if these things are real or not.
If it's true. How you much know? Of this is true? Can you see?
Oh, my gosh.
It's in this envelope.
I'm holding this envelope right now. Hold on. You were trying to look?
Well, I mean, I kind of wanted to, but then
you did.
I told Steven not to. He's going to be so mad at me
if
you
could see. Please don't.
I'm not going to. He really, 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 really wants to look.
Well, I can't see anything,
okay,
so
good.
I think you're good.
Okay.
What was that other envelope you had?
Because we're going to do like a balloon thing and a cake thing.
Oh, okay,
so
okay,
I asked
okay,
him to
okay,
give
okay.
a test, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so what do you want? Now.
Yeah, now, because Steven wants a girl so much, I want to have a girl.
Oh, I love that.
You know, like it's so sweet and he just can't get over it. He just really wants a girl so bad. I mean, I'm good with either. I told him that before. I was like, I have boys and girls. I have experience with both in my family.
Right.
Like my nieces and nephews. So I'm good either way, but he just wants a little girl so bad.
Why does he want a girl
so
bad?
He's never had a baby girl in his family. All of his cousins,
all
his brothers, all of his nephews, like, you know, he has some nieces now, but he didn't know them when they were their step nieces. So we met him when they were like, you know, already 5, 6, 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, Steven, if you're listening, according to all these things we did today, all these questions that your wife answered, you're going to be having a girl. We gonna find out next Wednesday what you're really gonna have.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait.
Me too. In the meantime, let me get him and speak.
Oh, you're turning red.
I know, I'm just so excited. But what I was gonna say is, in the meantime, you can always follow Tanya and I on social media. I'm at Dorothy on Air.
At I'm Tanya Gonzalez for me, and that's Tanya with an O.
Yeah, and you can catch us on air through the radio.com app if you're not listening in San Diego. But if you are listening in San Diego, I'm on 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on KIXI 96.5.
Yeah, and I am the associate producer for John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON. So if you're up early, tune in.
And listen to me.
And then listen to Dorothy. Uh-huh. I'm excited for you. I can't wait for your weekend so that you can find out officially what you are having.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go continue resting, okay?
Because
I'm still recovering from Vegas.
Talk to you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.